Okay, good afternoon. I will be demonstrating to you the many features and tools of PacMate. I have with me is a PacMate TNS, which is PacMate, which basically has a keyboard very similar to that of your laptop or desktop computer. They do make a PacMate BNS, which is very similar to, on the outside looks very similar, like a Blazy Braille Speak unit. The only difference between the BNS PacMate and the Blazy Note Taker, the Braille Speak, is that on the upper left-hand corner you have two buttons. You have the F1 and the F2. The F1 is pretty much generally is designed for this particular model to close any application. The F2 has been designed to go into the toolbar of any application, and we'll get into that in a minute. The F3 is to look into the system tray like you do in with JAWS, where you can see what applications are on your taskbar and so on and so forth. And I'm sorry, that was the F3 goes into the start files program. And the F4 pretty much gives you a list of what is currently running. Okay, the TNS, which is the one that I have with me, I will be pretty much going through the menus like Bob did with the BN, the Braille Note, and demonstrate to you some of the menus and utilities that come bundled with PacMate. The TNS has a computer keyboard, like I said, very similar to that of your laptop. Going from the very top row, from left to right, you have the escape key, and then your function keys, and then you have your print, and your other keys that come with it, your print screen, and so on and so forth. On the second row, you have your numbers, you have your equals, the dash, the equals, backspace, and the home key. So as you can see from what I've said so far, it pretty much looks like a laptop, except without a screen. The PacMate comes with one USB port, one serial port. On the left side of the unit, to the side, you have a slot for a compact flash card, which is the CF. Complex flash card, and on the right side you have another slot for a PCM CIA slot, where you can, with a PCM CIA slot, you can also run two CF cards. The unit itself comes with, currently shipping with a processor of 200 megahertz. Within a couple of months or so, at the beginning of next year, latter part of this year, they will be releasing the next upgrade of the PacMate, which will have a 400 megahertz processor, which is pretty much standard with commercial PDAs. Well, at this point, I'm going to get into the menus and go over some of the menus with you.
Thursday, October 15th, 2003.
The first thing that comes up when you turn on PacMate, it tells you that it goes into the date and so on and so forth. If you down arrow through this first window when you turn on PacMate, this is what you will hear. It's got my name in there for identification purposes in case, in the event that if it should get misplaced and so on.
Oh.
I almost gave you my phone number. Okay, and here we go. We go directly into your calendar. The calendar, if you have any meetings pending, doctor's appointments, for those of you who are going to school, have a group meeting and so on and so forth, you can go ahead and schedule calendar appointments here, and we'll go into that in a few minutes.
No unread messages.
Here's where you can go directly into your inbox and see if you have any unread messages.
No task.
No task. And that means anything that's pending, whether you have, as I said, I see this as part being part of the calendar where you can go in and set up tasks, appointments, and so on and so forth. Okay, this menu, I put it here on the first window of PacMate because it's extremely useful to me. Usually this USB option is not readily available. You have to go into the Braille settings, and we'll get into it. But generally, with the PacMate, when it's on host, or when it's on client, as it is right now, you can set it up to work directly with the Braille display, or have it directly go to your PC, laptop, etc. So right now I have mine set up for going directly to the laptop, which is in front of me. And then you have a battery status here. It tells you what the battery life is, remaining battery life. The PacMate, as I said, has pretty much standard window keyboard. You have a window logo key on either side of the spacebar. You do have a window function key, which comes very handy with PacMate, and I will demonstrate that to you in a few minutes. Okay. Okay, here we are in the start menu, and you have all these are like you do in Windows. You can customize your start menu, which I have done so, and I have put some important utilities here that I use most frequently. The first one that we have here, we have Active Sync. And for those of you who have ever used or have not used Active Sync, you can synchronize the information from desktop, laptop to your PacMate or vice versa. Additionally, you can go ahead and while you are running Active Sync or syncing your information between your laptop and desktop, you can additionally go ahead and surf the internet in the event if you don't have any wireless network access for your PacMate. You can go ahead and run your USB cable and get Active Sync up and running and start surfing the internet with your PacMate.
Calendar.
Here's we can set up alarms for waking you up for work, school, etc. And the alarms, you can set up different WAV files to each alarm. You can set up different WAV files to any device that you may have currently running on your PacMate. For instance, as I will demonstrate to you in a few minutes, since I have Active Sync running or syncing with my PacMate, in a few minutes I'm going to disconnect from Active Sync and go directly through the infrared port, and you will hear a different WAV file, which will be generated from the laptop as well as from PacMate.
File Explorer.
File Explorer, it is very similar to that of your File Explorer on your PC laptop.
FSEdit,
it is a word processor, proprietary word processor from Freedom Scientific. And in this word processor, it allows you to go ahead and save documents and text, Word, and a couple of other formats that I can't seem to remember right now. Generally, I just use Pocket Word, and that's pretty much it I use it for.
Inbox.
Here we go, Inbox. You can go ahead, once, if we were to press Enter here, you get the same thing that you do get on your PC. You get the folders. They generally come bundled with your email program. And from here, I don't have any emails in my inbox, but you can go ahead. PacMed allows you to beam a document to another recipient, whether it's a PDA or a laptop, and so on and so forth.
Internet Explorer.
As I said, I'm online. I'm syncing with my laptop, which is utilizing a wireless network card, and it is it would allow me to go ahead and have access to content from the internet.
Pocket Excel
is Excel, pretty much similar to that of your desktop. Again, any spreadsheet that you create on Excel, it allows you to go ahead and sync it or beam it to another party. And that comes extremely handy, trust me when I tell you this.
Pocket Word
is pretty much like Microsoft Word. The features of Microsoft Word are very similar to that of Pocket Word. And of course we have Windows Media 8. Okay. Program submenu is just like your programs folder and on your desktop.
Settings
is the menu that which I will be going to in a couple of seconds.
Find.
And find. Just same features you have on your startup menu. Okay, here we are with the Braille settings. If you're using a Braille display, you can go ahead and configure your settings for Braille display. Now, I have set up my Braille Note to work with the Focus 84, so some of the settings, as I said, can be changed at any given time. And generally how I'm navigating through this dialog box is by pressing the tab key as you would normally do with on your PC. Okay, we're back. Now this feature, buttons, it allows you to go ahead and customize items that you want to appear on the first window when you turn on PacMate. As I said, the USB client menu, I put it on the first window of PacMate because I generally alternate between my Braille display and ActiveSync, and it's easier to get to once you put it on your start menu.
Dictionary settings.
Dictionary settings, just like with, if you're familiar with JAWS, it allows you to go ahead and have teach JAWS how to pronounce words. You can go ahead and customize the dictionary manager.
Format settings.
Again, this is another menu that allows you to go ahead and set up the various format levels for PacMate.
HTML,
self-explanatory for those of us who use internet and other utilities that we may download are sometimes HTML or
You have a choice of HTML or doc files.
Input.
Keyboard settings. Pretty much it's a tutorial that teaches you where everything is in PacMate, every key related to PacMate. And you can also, and I've done this a couple of times, I have remapped some of the keys on PacMate. So you have that capability as well. And we're back to the owner information.
Password.
PacMate allows you to go ahead and after a few minutes, you can tell it that not to let anyone use it unless if they insert or type in a password, which I never do because sometimes I forget.
Sounds and notifications.
And this menu allows you to go ahead and set up. It allows you to go ahead and again set up WAV files to applications, alarms, and so on and so forth. Now, I went into this menu for the purpose of demonstrating two things. Unlike JAWS for your PC, this menu allows you to go ahead, once you go into this particular menu, to go ahead and change with your arrow keys your speech rate and volume.
60%, 80%, 40%, 60%.
And the volume, again, up arrow.
80%,
50%. And so on and so forth.
80%, 60%.
Okay. Okay, and that's pretty much for any event. When my son sometimes beams me a file with a IPAC, I know it's coming because two things: I have assigned a WAV file, and also PacMate asks me if I want to accept the file or not.
Enable
sounds for programs. So every time you hear me press the enter or to open a folder or an application, you will hear a wave of sounds that I have assigned to this with this PacMate.
Enable sounds for notifications. Left there, alarms. Reminders. Right there, checkbox.
And that's to enable sounds for alarms and other. Other utilities.
Enable sound for screen text checkbox not checked.
And that, this feature, I did not enable it because it drives me nuts. Every time you press a key, you will hear a click or you can assign different files. And that, the more files you enable, the more battery you're using. Just be aware of that. And this is not a problem of PacMate. This is a standard problem with any PDA. Commercial or otherwise.
Enable sounds for hardware button checkbox not checked.
Okay, this is a to enable sounds for hardware, which I have done so, but I'm not for sure why it's not checked right now. But whenever I have my focus or I'm syncing with the computer, it generates a different sound. And so on. I'm gonna exit out of this.
Close button. Settings. Dialog. Personal page. List view. Sounds and notifications. 11:15. Text settings. Today. Verbosity settings.
Okay, like with JAWS, the verbosity settings, it allows you to go ahead and set up verbosity for beginning, intermediate, and advanced.
Personal tab.
Okay. Okay, with JAWS again, you can also customize the rate and.
Voices combo box. Shelly, do a rate.
You have Shelly.
Shelly. Bobby.
Rubble. Glenn.
Sandy.
and Grandpa. And again, if you're a JFW user, this is pretty much a review for you. The next upgrade of the PacMate will have the languages, which this version does not have. Additionally, you will have the ability to go ahead and set up a different voices for the PC cursor, JAWS cursor, and so on. The current version of PacMate does not allow you to do that. However, as I said, the next release, which is due at the end of the year, should have those features in the unit. Punctuation, I always have it at most because I write scripts for various applications, and I need to hear all the punctuation.
OK button.
And we're back to the OK button.
Space. Personal tab. Voice new, voice 7, 15 of 15.
Okay.
Control button. Edit. Submenu. Program submenu.
Add-on code. OK, program submenu. And there I have AvanGo. Now, how many of you have used AvanGo before? Okay. AvanGo, it's a program that allows you to share, or actually download, programs, news from NPR, MSNBC, whether you want audio or text, it will be downloaded onto your PacMate and to be read at a later date. Additionally, you can also download freeware software for mobile devices. And this service is free with some to some point. You can also, with AvanGo, they're beginning to have hotspots. Now, I'm not sure who your ISP is, but my ISP, my internet service provider, does have spots throughout Los Angeles County. And if you have a wireless card, you can serve the internet. Well, AvanGo is getting into having hotspots throughout the country, throughout the U.S., which would enable you to check your news, get stocks, weather, driving directions, restaurants, etc. For now, it's free to some point. If you want to subscribe to the hot service, hot point is what they call it, you have to pay, I believe it's $9.95 a month.
Calculator.
Here we have a calculator, which is pretty much your standard and scientific calculator.
Contacts.
Contacts. Pretty much like your address book. You can set it up. And once you find a contact, like you do with your address book, you can either send an email or generate documents with that person's personal information, whether it's name, address, and so on and so forth. And here is the Freedom Scientific calculator.
Games,
this is a question that I have asked Freedom Scientific. You do have games because the software is Microsoft software, and I know the games Solitaire and so on and so forth are here. They come bundled with PegMate. However, they're not useful to somebody who's sightless. You cannot delete or remove the games from PegMate. That is one of the perks that we have for making use of Microsoft's software. So even if you try to delete it, trust me, it will not allow you, no matter what you do.